Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Jason Coyle is joining us. He's got Siren's Fury in the Hunter on the weekend. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. Hope you're well.
Yeah, excellent, mate. Looking forward to this venture to Newcastle. And has this been a sort of target race first up for Siren's Fury?
Yeah, it has been. It's probably gained a little bit of momentum over the last month as I was really happy with how her preparation was progressing. And obviously the timing of the race fell nicely for her off the back of a couple of months spell up in Queensland. So, yeah, probably the last month we've sort of headed in that direction, and hopefully it comes to fruition on Saturday.
Well, the one thing, it was certainly off the one trial, she did it really comfortably there.
She did, and it's the first time I've ever trialled her first trial back over the 1,200, keeping in mind that she was only going to have the one trial. She's done really well off the back of that, and I think she's forward enough to run very well.
Well, the key is, I guess, that you've drawn, you know, you could have drawn wide like a few of the favourites, but you seem to be okay with the emergencies. Well, Goodfellas already got a start, but it's not a bad barrier.
I think it's a perfect barrier for her. She's obviously a horse that enjoys having a pretty easy first half of her races, and once she gains momentum, she can really reel off some strong sectionals late. So I think she's drawn well to hopefully have a few behind her. And if that's the case, and hopefully the track doesn't play lightning where tired horses on speed can't just keep going, you'd like to see everyone get their chance. A nice big straight up at Newcastle, and if that's the case, I'm sure she can be rattling home.
Because she can normally produce fresh, can't she? If she doesn't win, she's normally around the mark somewhere.
That's right. A fresh form's very good. Like you said, if she's not winning, she's putting a real eye-catching run in. And I think given the makeup of the field and the suggested tempo that is engaged, if she can produce one of those eye-catching runs, I don't think it'll have her far away at all.
Yep, understand. All right, so that's Siren's Fury there in the main race, the Hunter. The benchmark 88, this is a really strong Newcastle race as well on Saturday, race 7. You make me smile. You've trialled her since that last run?
Yeah, that's right. We just backed right off him after he had a couple of runs over 1,400 where, arguably he probably doesn't run the strongest 1,400. So we backed right off him. He had an easy time. He's done very well. He looked very good in his trial the other day, and he's come through that in good order. So, that form around Grey Worm and those benchmark races that he was running in during the carnival, I would hope can hold up at this time of year.
Yeah, particularly, I mean, you mentioned Grey Worm, but Rainy Air was another one that you led up that stage, and a couple of them ran over the top. But certainly the form reads good for a race like this.
It really does. I think... looking through the form, I think there's been, three or four winners come out of his races. So, like I said, I think now that the carnival's over, and look, it's still a strong race, but you would hope that the form through the carnival is going to stack up nicely through the summer. So, given he does well, we'll just see how far he does go through the summer.
And, mate, is your preference to see him lead, or have you got no option with this You Make Me Smile?
Look, I think he enjoys leading. As soon as you try and take cover on him, he does tend to want to do a little bit too much, and I don't think he's got the strongest will in the world as far as when he gets tightened, he doesn't seem to enjoy his racing, and he sort of switches off. Whereas when he can maintain a lead with a little bit of room, he lets down and seems to really put in, but. That's always going to be tempo-related and how you leave the gate. So the positive is that we've got Cathy O'Hara back on board. She knows him well, and some of his best performances has been with her on board.
Yep, understand. You've got plenty of runners tomorrow night at Canterbury before we get to Newcastle, Jace.
Yeah, very exciting to be back at Canterbury for the night races. I think it's been a massive success for the ATC and what they've done with it. It's always an enjoyable night out there, and hopefully it's even more enjoyable if I can get one or two across the line.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, mate, I know you're at the trial, so we appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow night and in the big race on Saturday at Newcastle.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.